Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. And today we're going to be talking with John George, Debbie, and Tony that was with them on the Healing Light Channel's Deliverance Workshop. And it was an awesome workshop. We didn't really know what was going to happen with it. This is the first workshop, Deliverance Workshop, that we have ever done. But I want to welcome John, Tony, and Debbie. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good morning.
Great. It's awesome to have you guys coming on. And
awesome to be here.
It's always good to have that radio clap. But anyway, but anyway, it's awesome to have you guys on here. And first of all, John, what really pulled you to come down here? I know you said you had a dream about this.
Yeah, I had a dream where the Lord was revealing that I needed to come up to that area, and I believe after that you had brought it up in discussion, and I had shared with you about my dream, and so it turned out to be a really amazing divine appointment.
Yes, it was awesome to do this. Actually, every year we have 2 to 3 conferences and events up here that my ministry does, and we have been known to have like 3 or 4 ministers to come in just to do a regular conference because, as you know, the Healing Light Ministries on our show, we actually talk to a lot of ministers all over the world talking about the power of God and how God uses his power to deliver and transform people, as of some of the churches believe that he doesn't do that anymore. As you know, he still
right.
does that. He's still in the business of healing and delivering. So that's one thing that our ministry really promotes is the power of God. And we have a lot of ministers. We bring them in and let them speak and talk about their stuff. And I talk about my stuff. And we just give, you know, people information about our ministry and what we do. We try to do that at least once or twice a year. But this year I was wanting something just a little bit different. I was wanting to focus on deliverance because I was really feeling that, you know, the deliverance ministry ain't been really promoted a whole lot. They have actually been put down a whole lot, and I just wanted something to help promote this and show that Jesus, you know, did a lot of deliverance during his ministry, and we shouldn't, you know, throw the baby away with the bathwater, if you know what I mean. And
sure.
just keep on, you know, doing this and showing people that this is very vital to everybody and to their lives and to their health and all that, because I mean, even myself, I went through deliverances. I even went through some deliverance there at the workshop, and it was very vital to me too. And to a lot of other brothers, I mean, I know another minister was going through it there, because as healing ministers, we pick up stuff. And a lot of people was like, well, no, you don't really pick up nothing because you're healing. That's not true. Everybody picks up stuff. Even John even admitted to picking up stuff. So it's just normal. I mean, I really feel it's a detox for, you know, the minister and family of Christ to go through a detox and get cleaned out, to get helped. And also people that's not doing this that has issues that needs to be helped and get cleaned out. It's so important. So, John, what do you really feel about, you know, the body of Christ, what they need from deliverance?
Well, Stan, first I'd like to start out by sharing that, you know, you had mentioned the deliverance ministry has been getting a lot of slack and fire, you know, related to it. And I believe that this is really no different than what we've experienced before in the body of Christ related to the supernatural. You know, for the past several decades, the body of Christ, the church, by and large, has been going through a huge transition. And anytime you're navigating in this world, in the realm of the spirit, you're going to have to navigate through some garbage. And the prophetic, the healing ministry, while it's not completely free of ridicule, it had to, you know, it's like the forerunning spirit. When you are leading the charge, so to speak, you're going to hit the brunt of it you know, in the very beginning. Ironically, it's kind of like Amway was to the network marketing industry. The name Amway today has a name that's like a fungus. You know what I mean? But there's
network marketing.
There's network marketing businesses all over the place who don't carry that stigma associated with the name. And the reason is because Amway was one of those forerunning companies that took the brunt of the trauma, the ridicule, the criticism. And so sometimes that needs to be, I guess, especially, you know, in the things of the spirit. So, you know, the deliverance ministry, I believe, is going through those birth pains, so to speak, in the sense where it's having to break through the hardness of the spirit realm that's in this world.
Yes, it's
now
it's
as
very...
far as in.
Go ahead, John. Yeah,
Okay. As far as an answer to your question, where you asked, you know, what I felt the benefit to the body of Christ is, as far as the ministry of deliverance, it's almost everything. And I think that it's such an interesting, you know, one of the things that I try to teach as one of the most common things that the Lord has shown me in this ministry is that there's three manifestations of deliverance. There's where the Spirit of the Lord comes and he neutralizes the demonic powers associated with people's lives. Then there's the Word that comes in, and when you embrace that truth, the power shifts from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And then there's the evicting experience, the evicting manifestation where the powers or the presence is actually cast out. And I think the church for so long, we've understood receiving the Word and causing that shift, or maybe praying, and we don't even realize we're neutralizing demons in the spirit realm through our prayers. And so because a lot of times we don't see, you know, the manifestations or what have you, the manifestations of exit where things are being surfaced, exposed, and then finally evicted, we don't understand how it correlates. And so when somebody comes along with Ministry of Deliverance who's casting out devils, people, they can't connect that to their experiences because it looks very different. But it's all the same expression, or it's all the same spirit, I should say, just a different expression of him.
Correct. Yes, it's unique. A lot of times people don't understand the power that they have in their speech and when they pray and what they're doing in the spirit world when they're actually praying against things in their household and their family, so whatever it may be. And they just don't realize it because they don't really see it or they don't really sense it where they should. So it's very important, like, you know, in the Old Testament, a lot of the old prophets would prophesy over their families, over people in their neighborhood, whatever. They would prophesy over their family members, their sons, their daughters. And it's very important. I really feel that people should pray over their families. It's very important to their spiritual life and to so on. So you really don't know what's going on. I mean, when you're doing this, I mean, you might be breaking a stronghold on your family or whatever when you're praying over them. So it's very important.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's unique that you know, during a deliverance conference like this deliverance conference that we did, I knew that this area needed something like this. We needed something to break the barrier in this area. I mean, we've had a lot of drug rings happen out in the country and just different weird things going on. And I know no matter what you do in your area, in the spirit world, you're making a big break in that realm, whatever's going on in that realm. If you bring an event like this to your area, you're actually destroying the darkness in your area. No matter if you have 20 to 30 people show up, you're making a foothold in your area. And I thought this was very important for this area, and plus for people in this community to come around, and also in neighboring states around that came in. It was awesome how people just showed up.
Yeah, it's good. Absolutely. So yeah, we had a phenomenal trip. Tony and Debbie they've been just recently acquainted with the ministry, and so the Lord has really done just a tremendous rapid thing in them, and so they started attending our services, I don't know, a few months ago anyway, and ever since then, because of the will of the Lord being taken notice, they've become an intricate part of our ministry. And Tony and Debbie, why don't you share a little bit about how either one, whoever wants to go first.
Go ahead, Tony.
Well, back in December, I found out that John had a ministry up in Bradenton. And I was kind of at the end of my rope. I had been in church leadership and prayed a lot, sought the Lord a lot. I've been a strong Christian since about 2007, but I just couldn't reach a certain level to where I was still having problems with depression, anxiety. I had quit drinking and doing drugs in a worldly way to where I was doing it by willpower, but when I would see beer or something, go out with Debbie and her boys and they'd be drinking their beers, I would still be desiring to drink. I'd still taste it and still have the craving for it. And I've been dealing with these kind of problems just about my whole life. And I had been praying for God to do something, crying out to God. And lo and behold, I ran into John at our local church. There was a minister that came in, Leif Heflin, and John was there for this special event. And he told us about his services on Thursdays. And so subsequently, I went up there, and it took me about 7 weeks to go through my deliverance. But I was delivered from depression, anxiety, pornography.
Amen.
Lust, alcohol. The desire for alcohol is completely gone now. If I look at a beer now, it turns my stomach.
Amen.
There's some amazing things have happened, and the fruits of my deliverance are such that I now feel more open. I have the ability to engage with people and become vulnerable and intimate with them in a way that I never was able to before. My worship has gone off the charts. I mean, worship is 10 times better than it ever was. I have a thirst for reading the Bible. And of course, because of all this, I've also engaged with John's ministry because I feel like I want to pass it forward. Since I've gotten free, I want to assist in helping other people get free. And I had no idea that Christians could have demons.
Amen. Tony, I'd like to ask you, I'd like to stop you right there for a second. I want to ask you something. Now, before you start learning about John's ministry, did you really think it was just like a mental thing going on with you? Did you know that it was demonic, or just you weren't sure what was causing all this?
I wasn't sure. However, in the recent weeks leading up to that, some things happened. I got really angry at my wife for no apparent reason. And I kind of, after it all played out, I kind of stepped back and replayed it in my head. And it was like someone else was controlling me. I mean, it was a very strange way that it occurred, that I just got so angry over nothing. I mean, it made absolutely no sense what I got angry about. And I realized that, you know, this wasn't me, that, you know, this wasn't, you know, I had thought maybe it was, you know, problems with a chemical imbalance or some kind of, you know, mental issue. I really wasn't sure, but toward the end there, right before my deliverance, I was beginning to realize that, hey, maybe there is something to this. And of course, now I've seen God's hand move, and evict many evil spirits out of me, and I'm a changed man.
Amen. 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 Now, Debbie, what type of change did you see in your husband after all this?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that there was a lot of prayer that went into moving up to the Lord freeing Tony. And I want everybody to know who's listening to this show not to become discouraged, to do just what the Lord asks us to do, and continue to contend for those who we love, and to trust His word, because He does not lie and He is faithful. Tony suffered with depression, very serious depression. And he was medicated for depression and anxiety. And this was a man who was on his face crying out to the Lord, renewing his mind with the word. It was continual. And yet this attack, this onslaught kept happening, though he was doing the right thing. And so what I found when the Lord supernaturally came in and moved, it is like nothing that you've experienced in your life in the natural. He supernaturally showed me John George's face 3 times in the week prior to us going to the ministry. We hadn't seen John in like 4 years. So God can step in. He will step in. And He will move powerfully, and He doesn't even need us in order to accomplish what He's trying to accomplish. Sometimes we have to move away and out of the picture so that He can move. And what I saw happen to my husband over a period of 7 weeks is the depression left, the anxiety left, this dark cloud that apparently followed him from the time he was a child and he was aware of it, left. It was no longer there anymore. There was an absence of it, and that became very real very real. The bouts of anger, sudden anger that he was having throughout our marriage, and we've only been married a little over 5 years, he had in events that would not cause typical rage, that just left. Everything that was causing him great pain left. And when you see God move like that, and you see a man who has not followed through with drinking when he's desiring to do that by his own willpower for years, and have that removed, when God comes in and heals somebody from an addiction, it's quite different than us having willpower to stop either drinking or doing drugs, whatever the addiction may be. That desire is instantaneously removed. So the suffering that I saw in my husband was removed. And this is what we've seen in the ministry of deliverance as we're ministering and ministering with John. We're seeing people being freed by the Lord. We've seen people healed through deliverance, where a demon is removed and then healed. We've seen so many things. It is the reality and the result that we are witnessing through deliverance that may not be shown as quickly that we've seen previously. We see results continuously, and we see the hand of God moving through the deliverance ministry. And that's what I've experienced with my husband. The fruit has been great. It's been great. I've got my husband back. We're ministering together. And
amen.
So excited to see what
amen.
God is doing for the future.
That's awesome to see God, you know, jumping into a marriage like that and just transforming the marriage. It's awesome. And there's a lot of people, I really feel there's a lot of people out here that's going through this in their families and in their marriages, and they think it's a chemical imbalance, and then they run to the doctor and they fill them up with pills, and then before you know it, they're having more issues and don't know what's going on, and they're at a standstill, don't know what to do. And the whole time, that's more of a demonic, you know, problem going on there. And I know there's a lot of people that's been going to a lot of these ministry things that they don't believe in deliverance, and they don't believe in this, but they believe in healing and stuff. And then, you know, they're all supposed to be free, but then they're dealing with drugs. They're dealing with this stuff under, you know, behind closed doors. They don't really know.
Yeah.
People don't really know that they're dealing this stuff, but they are. And it's more demonic. It's more of the enemy attacking them, trying to take them down out of the ministry and take them out of the kingdom where God can't use them no more. It's just an attack. It ain't, you know, look at them, mm-hmm. but it's more that the enemy is attacking them. And I really believe some people like that, they'll attack the deliverance ministry because they need freedom, but they don't want to reach out. And I'm going to tell, mm-hmm. you know, all the brothers and sisters out there, if you need that deliverance, you need that touch. You know, a lot of us people was out here willing to do that behind closed doors. We're willing to do that over the phone. We're willing to do it however you need it. But people need freedom. I really believe this, and I've really seen this,
yeah.
you know, out in the ministry setting and even in a regular setting with people going through drug addiction and things like that. It's not always just the drugs. It's the enemy controlling their minds, controlling them in their families, and they just need set free. Ain't that right, John?
Yeah, that's so good. You know, I'm telling you, like, you know, it's time for the body of Christ to really just grab hold of the testimony. You know, the Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and we shall overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I believe that we've had so much division regarding, you know, methods and practices and different types of ministry and so on and so forth. And, you know, just listening to Tony's testimony, man, I just wanted to come out and just start preaching. You know what I mean? Because it just was getting me so fired up because of
Amen.
The goodness of God. And, you know, God is he's so awesome at how he does, and to think that we can box him in, you know, with our little pea-brained human minds. I mean, even science says that we only use 7 to 10% of our human brains. And, you know, and we're trying to, like, you know, figure out an infinite God and trying to put him within the confines of our theology or rationale or what have you. And, you know, and that's my thing is that, you know, we have people who go, they believe in, I mean, number one, Tony, let me ask you this question. Tony, how many power-filled ministers and services have you attended where the gifts of the Spirit were in full operation and the glory was being poured out?
I can't even count the number, but I would say dozens. Most
Amen.
Recently, back in November, we attended up in Lakeland, the Three Nights of Fire with Roy Fields. And
Amen.
The glory of God fell at every one of those events we went to, and I was slain in the spirit almost every night I was there. And
awesome.
I would feel great for a couple of days, and basically that was an event that, you know, was suppressing the demonic activity in my life, but it didn't last because they were still there.
And that's, you know, that's key right there is that, you know, there's number one, there's in no way am I attempting to dishonor another person's ministry, but it's, you know, there are expressions of the Spirit, and that's why we as the body of Christ need to understand the fullness of the body and that we express the person of Christ as very different members of him. And, you know, to compare one from the lens of another could really be trying to literally describe the work of a hand as a foot, you know, and that's just never going to work. And I think that we have a lot going on in that manner. And, you know, one of the things that I'd like to add is someone who doesn't understand, who might say, what in the world, 7 weeks of deliverance, you know, that doesn't even fit within my box, my theology, the way that I perceive it should go down. And what's interesting is that, you know, that's no different, number one, than the healing ministry. I mean, people, they go and they can get a blast from the Holy Ghost in a moment, but then you have so many phenomenal testimonies that we've heard over and over again from people that have gotten up and shared their testimony about how they waged war with this one nobody behind the scenes that just had a mustard seed size faith that contended with them, you know, time in and day out and never gave up. And finally, the healing was even progressive in the physical. And so it's really no different. Jesus even described some demons only come out by prayer and fasting. And one scripture says that after he commanded the demon to go, it came out that very hour, you know, not that very second or moment, but hour. And so, you know, and there's multiple scriptures where Jesus commanded demons to come out, and they came out of people screaming, convulsing them, throwing them on the ground. And that's the same exact expression that happened after the day of Pentecost as well. They came in droves. The Bible says that they brought to them all the demonized people and that they came out of them with loud voices and screaming. And that was with Jesus himself and post-Pentecost after the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And so, you know, that's a whole other topic of discussion, but there's just a lot of disbelief that that's even a reality. And that's not, number one, how Tony got delivered either. So it doesn't have to happen like that. Tony went through a manifestation of exit where it came out kind of like heaving. And why is that? Because the Bible explains that the word spirit in the Old and New Testament is synonymous with breath or wind. And so many times when a spirit that's attached to our life is being forced out by the Spirit of the Lord, many times it will bring what can appear to be a pocket of air with it. That's why it comes out sometimes with vomiting, burping, coughing, screaming even. And but it's interesting that most of the time they always come out with a movement of air type expression. So, and that's the whole thing is, you know, people who understand and have heard my story, they know that I was never on a demon hunt. I never was, you know, going after demons. All I knew was that Jesus was the answer for all of life's issues, physical, mental, emotional. And when I began to pray for people, they just began to jerk around and you know, different types of expressions, I should say, manifestations. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that you don't fix what's not broken. And I knew that I'm just, you know, telling whatever to go, anxiety, depression, sickness, and people start moving. And so I figured, hey, something's happening, right? And I know I'm praying a safe prayer that this thing has to go in the name of Jesus. And next thing I know, there's a deliverance taking place. And then I started to ask, like, what? How can a Christian have a demon? And, you know, after, I don't know, probably a few thousand, I think I stopped asking. And, you know, it's just awesome because, yes, sir.
If I can put this into perspective for people, the 7 weeks was actually 7 2-hour sessions every Thursday. And this is to remove a lifetime of gathering of demons that I've collected since childhood. And so, you know, to consider maybe 14 hours total to remove all of these demons that have been collected in my life over a period of 62 years is nothing. I mean, it was, I do 4 times the time, if that's what it took. Every person is going to be different, but it's worth it. You know, it's time well invested. You know, if a person comes to a deliverance ministry, open and honest and humble and ready to have this stuff removed, it's going to be the best thing they ever did in their life.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And I really believe that I think every town or every place should have a deliverance service at least once a month.
Every church, brother.
Yeah.
Every church should have
something going on at least, you know, once a month, once a week, something going on where people can get set free and where, you know, people could have a different change in life and, you know, healing services as well, you know, but, it's all very important, you know, to the body of Christ to have this. And, like you said, Tony, you sitting in his service and just waiting for a deliverance. And while you was there, you know, you would go through deliverance and John would pray for you and things would happen. And one thing that I can remember in the Word of God, you know, Jesus was talking about, he says, you know, me and Satan has nothing in common. There's nothing in me that is of him. So when Jesus was standing in front of, these demon possessed people, the Satan had nothing in common with the Lord. So he had to leave. He couldn't, he couldn't bargain with him. There's nothing there. So in this standpoint, there's very important for you to get cleaned out where you won't have nothing in common with Satan. Because if you have anything in common with them, it's going to be a stronghold for things not to move, for things not to happen. There's going to be something there. And I do remember seeing a video that this minister had on Facebook the other day, and he was walking by the ocean, and he says, every time the river of God, of the Holy Spirit washes over you, he keeps on pulling back more of darkness off you. He keeps pulling back all the stuff that's been on you. And after a while, there's nothing there anymore because the Lord keeps on pulling this off. So I really believe, you know, deliverance and prayers it's like the Holy Spirit is actually detoxing you. It's pulling this stuff off of you. And I really believe that every minister needs to be detoxed. We all pick up things off of people we pray for and we go in churches and deal with. It's just the way that works. And a lot of people is like, how can a Christian have a demon? First of all, your body is fallen and it will always be fallen until Lord, glorifies your body and takes you up just like his body. But your body is fallen. It does have loopholes and the enemy does use those loopholes. So you do need prayer. You do need deliverance. And if you think your body is glorified like Jesus, you need to read your word a little bit more. But anyway.
Go ahead, man. Stan, one of the things that I wanted to share real quick is that, about Tony's testimony, there's two things. Number one, that he had an appetite for alcohol, even though he was not actively drinking it.
Yeah.
Then Amen. He had the arguing with his spouse, where he would reflect and realize that was ridiculous to be arguing over. Now, that's one of the things that I wanted to really just bring up, is that how many people as Christians are lusting after things that they are not participating in. There's Christians that have demonic dreams, that they're, doing things of their past that they don't actively participate in anymore in the natural. There's people that have thoughts that they're not actively acting out, but they'll still have those thoughts, and they don't know that it's the result or the reason of it is because there's a spirit that needs to be gone, that still is having an appetite, that still is having those lusts, and the person just needs to be delivered and they don't know it. And to someone who might say, okay, so you're telling me that I argue with my spouse and look back and realize that was a silly argument, that's a demon, John George? Well, that's the whole point, is that, we've grown up on Hollywood, man. Like, we've been indoctrinated with Hollywood to think that a demon is – to have a demon is means that you're, like, flying around, levitating, your head spinning around, throwing up split pea soup and all these different things. And Hollywood has taught us that to have a demon, it means that you're just absolutely out of control. But Jesus showed us in the scripture that one woman – as a result of an evil spirit, she simply had a crook in her back. That's it. And so, I try to use that biblical example in modern day thinking and theology, where you go to your church and Aunt Marge, who comes in, or Grandmother Marge, who comes in every Sunday with her little walker that has a little crook in her back, how many in church today would actually even consider that that would be an unclean spirit? But yet Jesus showed us that it was. And I think it's important that we really use the word. I try to tell people, use the word of God to bend your theology rather than allowing your theology to try to bend the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Go ahead, Debbie. You had something you want to say.
Yeah. What's interesting is what you just said, John, was what I'm going to say, too, is that the body of Christ, there are so many people in the body of Christ that, A, they don't know how to speak up and say, I'm experiencing this, this, and this, because it's not taught in the churches as it should be, as the Lord speaks of in his word. So somebody can go through their life and they can be hearing voices disguised as their own, thoughts that are not from God, that can penetrate them, harm them, hurt them, and experiencing many, many other things that are very subtle from the enemy, and have nobody to discuss it with. We were both in leadership together, and to be able and discuss this as a Christian with other Christians, what was transpiring, and it's at different levels with each person, though not unusual. It's very typical. But the answer is the Lord and deliverance, but it's not taught. Even though we have quite a bit of evidence of what Jesus did, when he walks this earth, it's not taught in the churches. And so you've got so many people that are Christians that do need deliverance. They do need help, and they don't know how to speak out. They don't know who to speak to, because we've got ministers as well that need deliverance and freedom from the Lord. And I believe that we're entering a place right now in life to prepare the church for the end time. I believe that we need to pay attention to the gifts that the Lord has for us, and deliverance is a gift from God. His freedom is a gift from God. And
amen.
So, yeah, that's where we're heading, I believe.
Amen. And what we're going to do, we're going to go right into a break. And what we're going to do when we come back, I like anybody with like prayer or the phone, you can dial this number. It's 347-996-3615. I'll say this again. It's 347-996-3615. If you would want prayer, you can call in at this number, and I can put you on hold, and we can pray for you. If you want deliverance, you need healing, anything like that, you can call 347-996-3615. That's the number it calls right into the show. And next time around, we're going to be talking about the workshop, what went on in the workshop, and what the Lord was really telling us through this workshop. We'll be right back.
Wow, this is pretty neat.
I wanna believe.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. We're talking about the Healing Light Channel's conference that we had for deliverance. We had like a workshop conference, and we really concentrated on deliverance. We brought John and Debbie, and Tony came down with him to help minister. It was an awesome time in the Lord. And a while ago, we just got done talking about, you know, why we need deliverance, why the body of Christ needs deliverance, what went on during Tony's situation when he was going through deliverance, and Debbie was explaining about what was going on in the background, just to touch base with people that is going through this, that don't know what's going on. They're going to doctors, and they're saying, you know, hey, you need all these medicines, and then you hit the, you know, you take these medicines, you don't know what's going on with you, and you may need deliverance. And I'm not saying every case is deliverance, but you may need deliverance, and you might can get help in that area. But at this part of the show, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about the deliverance workshop. John actually went to two conferences while he was on the road, and we was actually down here in Maiden. We was actually the first conference or workshop that he did, and it was a pretty awesome thing. We really worked for a couple of months on this workshop, trying to put things together, advertising the papers, really trying to get avenues where Lord can, you know, point people to this workshop, because a lot of times, if you would, you know, if you advertise, God will point people to that needs to come. And God knows the people that needed to come did show up. Go ahead, John. Just tell us what started going on with these workshops.
Well, I mean, we had, number one, several people experience breakthrough, which was, I mean, what it's all about, really. You know, a lot of times, you know, deliverance is breaking the dam, so to speak. You know, it can be a process, and so sometimes even getting that dam broken for people can be what, you know, allows the opportunity for the process to begin taking place. You know, the Bible talks about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty for pulling down strongholds. And you know, number one, we've minimized that term stronghold to mean something other than an enemy force, an enemy spirit. And so you cannot have a stronghold without a strong man. And so many times that fortress of the enemy's camp needs to be taken down, plundered, the gates, so to speak. Jesus says when a strong man guards his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes against him and overtakes him, he first takes from him all of the armor in which he's entrusted, and then he divides his spoils. And so part of the deliverance process, or the pulling down of strongholds, is about taking the enemy's armor. And that's why a lot of these strongholds can pass under the radar at a lot of these services where, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is very heavy and very strong and being poured out. Because there's this wall that needs this aggressive focus, this consistent attention. And that's why I love the variations of expressions of the members of the body of Christ, because it's not a one-size-fits-all. And you'll hear those from people's testimonies. It's pretty awesome. But we had a lot of feedback. I mean, we had so many people that just shared not only that they got some breakthrough, but that they got revelation, like their eyes were opened. People who see what we are blessed to be able to express as the Spirit of the Lord leads us, you know, they give us feedback that now when they open up the scriptures, it's literally like comes alive to them in a way like it never did before, because they got to see the very reality, you know, of the spirit realm, like literally on the surface, whereas most of the time it's kind of behind the radar or under this, you know, that you can't really see a lot of it. And in Hawthorne, where you had mentioned we had our second service, I had a young man who came up to me the next day, because we were there for a couple of days, and he came up to me and he says, man, I just want to tell you, I was so blessed by the service last night. He says, everything that you said was going to happen ended up happening. And he's like, I've never seen anything like that. And, you know, now granted, this is a this was a Baptist church that we were ministering at, which is absolutely amazing. This pastor of this church has created a second service on Sunday evenings for the people who are wanting more of the spiritual aspect of God, the gifts of the Spirit, and they're more open to the various expressions of God. And it's really awesome what this pastor's doing and how the Lord is leading him.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, so many just I've had people that have sat with me in just even the individual prayer sessions, and they're just like, man, you know, I can't, like, all of my years of reading the Bible literally was just right in front of me. It just came alive. I've never seen anything like that. When you were praying for my friend and that demon manifested in him, and just the way that spirit responded to your commands, it gave me a whole new sense of what our authority looks like as a believer and what the Spirit is actually doing when we're commanding Satan to go or to leave us alone, or we rebuke him or we bind him, when we're not actually seeing that on the surface. Now you can take that, what you saw, and carry that with you in future declarations or what have you. And it has a whole new meaning now because of that time where you saw it. And hopefully we're not limited to that one experience. Hopefully it's playing out more and more as we, you know, grab better understanding. And that's one of the things about Tony and Debbie, that when they came with us, I know this from experience, and when they began to describe it, I totally witnessed with it. But they had mentioned, like, you know, they've been a part of our ministry in recent months, and they come week after week, and after they, you know, began to go through their breakthrough, the Lord began using them immediately to start praying for others. And I just saw the Lord, like, radically using them, where, I mean, when they would pray for people, people started to go through deliverance that I had just prayed for that were not, you know, getting the dam broke. And I'm just like, man, there's a special anointing going on here. And so it was just a blessing for our ministry, for the Lord, you know, to raise them up. But after they went on the trip, their feedback even was like, you know, doing it week after week here in our area is one thing, but when we go to other parts of the country and we're seeing the same exact thing happening, it opens up your eyes to see, my gosh, the whole world needs this. This isn't just an isolated experience. This is to be stretched throughout the world, and that kind of really summarizes the whole point. You know, it's the gospel, and it's one expression of the gospel, but a very intricate an important part that has been neglected, criticized, ridiculed, talked down, argued against, all these different things. Why? Well, for the same reason that the prophecy and the healing has gone through that very forerunning, you know, opposition that we spoke about earlier. And you better believe this ministry is coming alive, the deliverance ministry, and the Lord is going to have his way. And I believe what Debbie said about the end times. Jesus says he's coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle. And, you know, there's a scripture I just read the other day where it says we are being made for a housing of the temple of God. We are being made. We are being fashioned. Like, you know, we don't just have God dwelling within us, but he's enlarging his territory within us. And I believe that firmly and wholeheartedly, especially with what we've seen. And that's when the scriptures really begin to open up.
Amen. I mean, this here was the very first deliverance conference we ever had with my ministry. And it was something different. I've did deliverance ministry for years myself for people that's called and needing ministry and needing us to just come out and pray for them in their house. And but I've never saw a whole session where everybody's in the audience to just, you know, sit there and then they would pray and all of a sudden something would manifest. And that was something unique that we've never experienced down here. But it was very good. I mean, we went through a lot of teaching at this conference or workshop. I called it workshop, but it was kind of in between a conference and a workshop. And the teaching really touched base to let you know about John and about his testimony to about what he's experienced just give you ideas and scriptures of where all this stuff was giving him backing for what he was doing. And then we had people coming in from all walks of life. We had a minister and his family came in. And talk about that, John, about the minister and his family.
Yeah, we had a pastor, apostolic pastor, come in from that area, and I had done a small ad on Facebook to target the Maiden area, just to let people know who had an interest in, you know, deliverance or the gifts of the Spirit. I'm not quite sure what tags I used, but just to target that area, to give place for the Lord to reach someone that would not otherwise be reached because they weren't connected to us or to you. And we had this pastor come in, and he said he'd been looking for something for about 8 years in that area to get his family free, because he knew from his past, from his childhood and different things that they experienced, even generationally, that they needed deliverance. And, you know, his daughter, I'm not quite sure how old she was, probably 14, I would say, maybe 15. Probably 15 or 16. Anyway, she began to just, you know, intently manifest, and that demon got up in her and started screaming as it was coming out of her. And, you know, the next day I got a message on my YouTube channel where he had connected with me, and he said that, and his son also went through deliverance, but, you know, he said that his children the next morning during worship, that they were just absolutely, like Tony was saying, worship now is off the chain for them. And when you get those hinderings, it's like I had one gentleman who went through deliverance when I ministered to him, and he told me that it's like a vacuum cleaner. When you change the filter and you get rid of all that clog, that dirt, that bag or what have you, the air passes through that filter so much cleaner now, so much fresher, without restriction. And it was such a great example of how to put it in perspective what happens when people get delivered. There's this filter that is cleaned out that allows the expression of the Spirit of the Lord to have a freer flow. And you know, and he just was so thankful for his children's, you know, I haven't talked to him since then, but that was just the first resulting sign that they had seen from her deliverance. But there's always more down the road. People, they live out their days and they always notice more stuff, and they'll tell you all sorts of things. And it's really amazing, you know, kind of like Tony's testimony with the alcohol and all those different things.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And what's so unique about this event and about events like this is that the anointing for the, I can say the Holy Spirit fills the place. And when the Holy Spirit's mind is actually on removing Satan, the whole area goes through this. Everybody in the audience will go through some sort of deliverance. And I talked to a lot of people, and they was like, oh, yeah, I was feeling something. Oh, yeah, I got freed that night, or something was going on in there. And my friend Owen, which he's not called in, but anyway, he went, and he was just experiencing this deliverance session, what was going on. He's never saw nothing like this before. But his son went through deliverance. His son was going through deliverance the whole time. I think his son's like 12 years old, and he was there. And he said that his son felt stuff move off of him. He said the next morning when his son got up, he said his son felt freer. He didn't act the same as he did before. His son would like to pick with people, would like start fights with siblings and stuff like that. But the next morning, he wasn't like that. It's just like everything changed. And
yeah,
he noticed a big difference in his son. And there's a lot of people that goes to these events, and they're waiting for this breakthrough, and they're not getting it. But the thing of it is, the Lord is actually working on them. We saw a lot of people at this event that did get breakthroughs and did get things, you know, removed out of them. And I had a friend of mine that actually sat right beside of me, and he was going through a deliverance. He came for a deliverance. He wanted to get changed. He said, I don't care if people get this on film, whatever. He's like, I want to get cleaned out. And Lord, he did get cleaned out. Or just removed a lot of stuff. And I was sitting there, and he was sitting there talking about, you know, do you feel anything inside of you? I was like, yeah, I feel a little something in my stomach. Let me just sit up here, you know, go see what's going on here. And I started to get stuff coming out of me. I was like, praise God, I'm getting detoxed. So it was all good to get that. But it's very important for people to go through this and get help. And I had another minister friend. He was going through deliverance too. And we was all, you know, we was all there to get cleaned out. So after I got cleaned out, I was praying for somebody beside of me. And I was like, man, this is weird. I had one hand on the person next to me and one on the other side. So it was very unique how God was using the body of Christ there and using John Miley there.
You know, those children, those are the best ones. I mean, not that anybody's deliverance is worth any less than the next person, but, you know, it's so special to me because, like, I know at a young age, I remember the dark cloud that hung over my life, and, you know, that everywhere I was trying to be a good kid, I would get in trouble and do stupid things, and looking back, I know what it was now, and to be able to give that to children. We have so many testimonies of children who get delivered and they go home and there's no longer fights being picked. You know, the bedtime when it's time for the kids to go to bed, like they're quietly going to sleep now. They're praying with the family. They're reading, you know, bedtime stories and all these different things that, you know, are just a complete different picture of what it looked like in the home before their deliverance. It's important to understand that generational stuff. You know, the Bible talks about that generational garbage and how it'll pass down. And, you know, it's when we come to Christ, you know, we have to utilize by faith those weapons that he's given us to be able to wage war against that which legally entered and illegally, you know. Jesus even talks about, you know, what those who enter the temple outside of the sheep gate are thieves and robbers. And he was talking about how people gained illegal access into the temple. So, yes, sir. Good stuff.
Yes, that's awesome. Now, Tony, what did you experience at the Maiden workshop?
Well, one of the things that I saw at the Maiden workshop was that there were a lot of people there that were manifesting in different ways, and a lot of people were freed from things that they had been carrying for many, many years. We had one gentleman that I remember praying for specifically that came quite a ways to be at that workshop, and he was freed from some of the same things that I had, the depression and the feelings of worthlessness, lust, just things that were really at the core of his being that he couldn't shake with prayer in any other way. And he was delivered of multiple spirits at that time. And has made quite a breakthrough. I see some of his posts on Facebook, you know, he's a changed person since then.
Amen.
Some of the things that I was thinking about as we've been talking that I forgot to mention, you know, Debbie mentioned voices in your head disguised as your own thoughts. I remember back before my deliverance, it was almost like there was a poker game going on inside of my head. I was having all these thoughts that, you know, voices that were disguised as my own thoughts, and I thought that was normal. And the other thing, that the depression was so bad that I was having feelings of worthlessness and hopelessness and thoughts of suicide. And I know right now there's a lot of people that are listening that maybe having thoughts of suicide and feelings of hopelessness, there is hope through deliverance.
Amen. Amen. It's awesome, man. Now, Debbie, what did you experience at the event?
Well, I experienced several things that were really awesome, watching God move. There was a lot of revelation from the Lord that would have been impossible for any of us to have known, okay? He was moving and speaking and sharing things that we would have absolutely no idea of in a person's life. Several of the people that came, and because of that revelation through him, dams were broken open. A woman approached me when I was there, and by Tony's testimony, and I want to speak directly to women for just a quick second here, that this is not gender restrictive. people who have addictions to alcohol or drugs or anything in their lives, this can be women, both women and both men. And she had approached me and given me her testimony of how God had touched her and what had happened in her own life, and she had attended this with both she and her husband. So I saw, as we were ministering, people were being freed by the Lord. They were being touched by the Lord, and he was doing things in a very supernatural way, which is not like going to church on Sunday. He was the one who was leading and revealing things that we didn't know in order to break through and give the people that were there that came specifically for freedom. So, yes, I witnessed breakthrough, and I witnessed the beginning of the dam being broken, and many people came from different locations too, which was pretty amazing, where they would travel. They traveled several hours just to be at this conference. And the one thing that, you know, I'm hoping for, and hopefully you'll be a big part of this, Pastor Stan, is that there are areas that a lot of these people came from where there is no deliverance ministry available. And so this is what I was referring to, what an awesome thing that you did to open this up to the people, to bring freedom to them. And, you know, I hope that we'll see more of this in those areas. There are a lot of rural areas which there's no deliverance ministry available in those areas. So for you, I just want to thank you that, you know, you in your own right are a forerunner, opening up the door for the Lord to be able to move. And you move, you know, doing this for the people who did come. That was something that was amazing, that people from all over came.
Amen.
Both Maiden and other areas, they're hungry for the Lord.
Amen. And what we are going to do next year, we are going to welcome John and his crew back. And we're wanting to do a 2-day or a 3-day event, which will probably be in the evening hours. It won't be all 12-hour or 5-hour or 10-hour thing. It's going to be blocked off in like 3 to 4 hours each day, and or 4 hours each day. And we're going to do that and try to invite more people in. And, you know, like if somebody goes that night, I'll say Thursday night, and they invite more people Friday night. And then the people Friday night will invite more people Saturday night. So it'll be like a continuous thing. I've saw this with other events that other ministries in this area would do. I mean, it's kind of like the word of mouth just brings people out. And I really feel that I'm going to try that next year with this deliverance event, because there's a lot of people got set free. And I just saw many different things. And John, tell about the guy that helps us set up and helps with my ministry a little bit about his deliverance and what went on.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, that's a good thing to bring up, because it's an example of, you know, how things pass under the radar at any service at times, you know, and sometimes they take deliberate focus. But after we were getting ready to leave, the gentleman came up to me and, you know, he said that nobody's been able to help him. And I said, with what? And he's like, getting delivered. And he said he had stuff, you know, in his ancestry, Freemasonry stuff, and which is definitely brings in a lot of demonic activity. You know, most people, I really, there's really not enough time even in this radio show to get into all the things I would love to talk about. Sometimes that's difficult because there's just a wealth of knowledge that God has. There's just a wealth of knowledge that God has given for this ministry, and I'm so thankful for it. But one of the things that's really important to understand is the generational stuff. And anyway, he, I said, well, can I pray for you? And he says, yeah, sure. And so I began to pray for him, and he began to manifest and began to go through deliverance right there at the door as we were, you know, packing up to leave. And afterwards, I said, have you ever experienced anything like that? And he says, no, I haven't. And I'm like, well, praise God. And he totally felt, you know, different, felt a release. And just it's exciting because, you know, that's another example of just sometimes it can require that deliberate focus. And thank God that he came up to me after the service and decided to speak up because that's what yielded the fruit.
Amen, amen. That was one of the big things, and I asked him to come, and he loves to help me out, you know, with these events. He's a great helper. He ministers. He does all that stuff. But I was wanting him and his wife to come and get prayer, and it's the cool thing of it is that he wanted prayer, he accepted prayer, and he, you know, as me, you know, I was more willing to get prayer too at times for things, and I really believe we all need that. We all need that prayer to help us to go forward in our ministry, to help us to be more clear and see things better. Because I really believe as ministers, you know, if you can't get clarity, how can you help other people? It's just impossible. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't sit there and pray for other people and try to look in the spirit. You can't see anything because you got, you know, the enemy is trying to block you off and you're trying to see how to help other folks. So it's very important to get, you know, to come to these things, get prayer, get deliverance, get everything that you need. And I really feel, Debbie, is there something you like to add in on this? Debbie. I don't know if Debbie's here or not.
Debbie, are you there?
Hi, I'm back.
Okay.
I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, I felt that you wanting something. You had something you want to talk about too. And we was actually talking. Go ahead, Debbie.
No, finish what you were saying.
Okay, we was talking about how it's very important for the body of Christ to get, you know, prayed for, get deliverance and stuff like that, where they can be a better vessel for the Lord.
Yeah,
He was specifically talking about how sometimes the spirits of the enemy can block our ability to see certain things in the spirit realm, and he mentioned that he felt like you had something to add to that.
Well, that's interesting because what I found with Tony's deliverance is I, too, was experiencing getting voices for all of the time that this was going on that were disguised as my own voice. And I would pray against them and they would cease, okay? But it would always come back. And there was a block. There was a block. And prior to understanding of what's actually going on in the spiritual realm, considering demons, nobody would have any idea that this is even possible. Mm-hmm. But when Tony was completely delivered, those voices ceased. They stopped. Yep. We're married. We're joined as one. And they stopped.
Right.
And the blocking as well that I was experiencing myself on my own just totally ceased. There's been a dam that's been broken open for myself that God has been able to speak to me more, show me more. I mean, it's just been rapid flow since this has happened. And
amen.
So what we actually become accustomed to as being normal isn't actually always normal.
Yes.
And when there is freedom that takes place and you realize, oh my goodness, it's been like this and now it's like this. And what do you know that you do not know? Correct?
Yeah.
How do
yeah.
you know
Amen.
Something that you do not know? So, yeah it's
so
been
good.
A blessing all the way around, all the way.
Amen. Amen. This has been a very good show. We got to go in depth about deliverance and about the workshop and all type of unique things. And what was the biggest thing in Hawthorne that went on that you noticed there, John?
Well, we had, you know, we had a lot of people get delivered at Hawthorne. And honestly, Stan, I think it was because of that multi-day, multi-service situation where sometimes that, you know, and here's the thing is like people, Tony and Debbie know this because they've been a part of our services, but the people who come and the people who stick around, they're the ones that will always eventually get broken through. And it's amazing how many people get delivered that would have never otherwise known that they needed deliverance. And so, you know, there was probably, I mean, multiple amounts of people that got delivered at the Hawthorne service compared to the Maiden, because we had multiple. So in fact, it was supposed to be two nights, but the second day, the pastor actually had us, he sneaked us into a day service as well.
Yeah.
After lunch, he says, "Hey, by the way, can you do a spontaneous teaching?" And I says, "Yeah, sure." And I got in there and he didn't want me to do teaching. He wanted me to do deliverance. And, but we had, just a tremendous amount of deliverance that went on there. You know, and there were some people who could feel, like you were saying at about the Maiden service, is that there were people that could feel some things going on inside. And many times it's just a matter of staying honed in on that. It's like the bullseye of a dartboard, and your focus is to just continue going after that little red dot. You know, and I think that's, distraction is a huge tool of the enemy to get us off of that. But sometimes just staying focused on that will just really yield tremendous breakthrough. And so we saw that. We saw quite a bit of that. And we had a very dramatic deliverance take place. I believe it was the first night. But a gentleman he fell on the ground when I started praying for him, and just began, this demon just began to just writhe him around, contorting his body and different things like that, and coming out with just very dramatic scream, and which is sometimes, you know, the result. It's the process that happened with Jesus. The Bible says it threw him on the ground, convulsed him, and came out screaming. We had a gentleman go through that recently in Dade City who had seizures his whole life, and he has no more seizures anymore because he got delivered of that spirit, just like that the gentleman in the Bible. But anyway, as it was going on, these people were not used to this. And so, you know, I was kind of just, you know, listening for what the Lord wanted me to do. And it's kind of in the sense where you're a parent and your children look up to you to see how you're responding, to see how they should respond. And so, you know, I knew that I needed to just, you know, shift their focus from where the enemy could try to capitalize on this moment. And then I basically just began to tell the people that what you're seeing here before you is how the enemy responds to your prayers behind the scenes, to your authority. It's the manifestation that you're not able to see because it's not always on the surface. Many times that spirit is bothering you in your life, or bothering your children, or bothering, you know, a loved one. And this is how the Spirit is reacting to your prayers and your commands. It's just that today you get to see it on the surface. And people began to go into this war, you know, these warriors just began to rise up all over the room, and people were just like, yes, you know, just you could see the response that the Spirit was hearing truth, and they were recognizing. And that's what I was talking about earlier, is how, you know, many times seeing this as a reality. And that's why Jesus cast these demons out of people in front of the multitudes. Like, it wasn't a back room private session. It was in your face, out in the open, because and what was their response? Their response was, look at the authority in which this man speaks. Look at the authority.
Amen.
And you know, and it was, they were seeing something. They were seeing the power of the Spirit of the Lord. And we need to see that. We need to bring this out of the open, because it's such a learning experience for Christians, and they need to see this stuff. They need to see it.
Amen.
So they know that when they're in prayer, you know, what is happening behind the scenes, they will have a much firmer belief system in their prayer when they get to see something like that on the surface.
Amen. This is awesome. One thing that I do know during this workshop, I was trying to find locations to have this workshop, and I actually came upon this one ministry and was trying to see if I can get this workshop there, and they didn't have time, or they wouldn't allow me to come in there. And I was like, that's fine. And I was just trying to find specific locations to have this. And one thing that the Lord pushed on my mind is to have it at your rec center. You always have things there. Have it at the rec center. So I was like, okay, Lord, I'll have it at the rec center. So it's, you know, as an evangelistic ministry, we don't have a set place where we have our events. We have them at different places and different locations and things like that. So we had it there at the rec center, and I really felt that we was more open and more free to go into prayer and to deliverance to help these people out. And actually, I really thank the people of Maiden for allowing us to come in and use their area, because we, you know, we had no problems with the people there. They was open. They allowed us to come in, do the prayer. Even though the hollering and stuff was going on when we was doing deliverance, they was all fine with that. And everything went perfectly well. And God just had everything open for us. And I would be more than happy. And I've had a lot of people saying, well, you know, we can't find a place. But I'm going to tell you what, once you find a place, you're surprised how convenient it is, how you can get into the conference, and how you have freedom there. And that's what I was really wanting for something like this. But we really experienced a lot there. And I really feel that, you know, if anybody needs to get a hold of John, how can somebody get a hold of you, John?
Well, the website is J-O-N. My name is John, spelled without the H. JohnGeorgeMinistries.com. And my email address is John, J-O-N, at JohnGeorgeMinistries.com. And then, of course, Facebook is Facebook.com/JohnGeorgeMinistries, and then YouTube is YouTube.com/JohnGeorgeMinistries as well.
Amen. Now, where is your church located? Can you tell people where that is?
Yeah, we have a weekly service at 6802 14th Street West, Bradenton, Florida. It's a facility known as The Front. And our services are every Thursday, actually in the middle of the day. It starts at 10 a.m. We open the doors, and service can go. We set the cutoff time at 2 p.m., but sometimes it can go even later. But when you come, time goes by so fast because of what the Lord is doing. It's awesome.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's awesome. You know, if you live nearby in Florida and you want to go to his church, you know, I really urge you to go there to his church and just experience deliverance and just sit in a service and see if you get freedom. And I really believe by listening to this show today that you can get freedom, because I felt the anointing flowing on this show. So it's unique when you're opening doors, talking about these subjects, you're opening realms to deliverance. You're opening realms to healing. And, you know, if you know anybody who would like to hear this show, would like to experience it, you know, just share this show with whoever you want to. I do want to talk about Healing Light Ministries too. We have Blog Talk Show that we've been doing for 4 years. We have 200 to 300 different people that we have talked to and interviewed. We have talked about the Word of God and had different things that we ministered here on the Healing Light Show. Check out the archives of the Healing Light Ministries, and just any show that you feel that you need to listen to, just go ahead and listen to it, and just like it, or just let us know that you've been listening. We also have the Healing Light channel, which John is on there. We got Royal Family International. We have a lot of different ministries. We got Art Montgomery on there, Art Thomas on there. We have Polly B. He's on there. We have The Last Reformation. We got Torben on there. We have a lot of ministries, and we're trying to work on Todd White right now. There's a lot of other ministries that we're trying to work on to get on there to allow his videos to come on there. But it's very crucial. And we got Jason Wade. He's dealt in deliverance for many years, and it's more of a memorial to him because he passed away in like last year or something. But anyway, we really use this to teach the body of Christ how to move in deliverance, move in healing. How healing will transform your life. That's what this show has always been about from the very start. It's promote the power of God. And check out this show on Roku if you have Roku TV. And if you don't, you can pick up a Roku player at Walmart for $20 or $30 and connect it to your Wi-Fi. And there you go. And you can get free television. Plus, they have Netflix, too, if you want to order Netflix, Hulu, whatever you feel that you need. But our show is actually free. It's a free show. You can add it to your service, and you can watch all the shows. Each ministry has at least about 12 to 13 videos on there. I flip-flop videos on all the time. I just recently got done flip-flopping a few videos on these ministries and putting new ones in there. And you always see something different, and plus you get to see John's what he saw about the workshops. You get to see a certain little clips of the workshops. We didn't get to record all the workshops because somehow our cameras weren't working right. I had problems with mine, and John had a little bit of problems with his. So we didn't get to record all of it, but we got to record some of it, and you can watch it there. And like I said, next year we are bringing John and his crew back, and look forward to that. And if you would want something here in this area, in Catawba County, you want deliverance, you want all of that, you can get hold of me at 828-468-1450. It's 828-468-1450. I know people, I pray for people for deliverance and all that stuff, and I am thinking about having a little deliverance service here in my area and getting some of my crew together to help with that too. So there's a lot of things going on, and I just want people to keep their minds open for deliverance, for healing, even for identity. All this stuff is very important. I'm just not going to focus just on deliverance. It's identity and healing. All this is in the body of Christ. And I want people just to be open to this and to love one another. And let's all be a firm, strong body of Christ and to move the body of Christ forward for Christ and yes, bring the kingdom to the world. I really want to bring the kingdom to the world. And I want to thank you, John and Tony and Debbie, for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thank
Stan,
you.
Appreciate you,
yes,
hosting the event in Maiden as well. It was phenomenal, and people's lives got touched, in a dramatic way because of you putting that together. So thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. And me and my family's thinking about going to Disney this summer, so we might be coming out to see you guys and hang out one morning and see how that goes. So we are looking forward to doing that. And I really invite people. It's going to Disney, it's going to Orlando, it's taking that family vacation, and you just want to check out John George and his ministry. Just tell him, say, hey, I'm coming out to your area, I'm coming out to Florida, just lead me to that direction, and I'll do that, and be more happy to do that. I'm sure you can give him the direction and stuff, can't you, John? Yeah. So, think
absolutely.
Of that. So think of that, too. And I want to thank y'all again for coming on. And we'll see you next time. God bless everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, everybody.
times have you given me strength? On Christ the solid rock I stand. No double-minded shifting sand. On Christ the rock I stand.